Because as soon as you do it, then you're fighting with them, and then what good are you? You can't you lose your principles.
Right.
And it's infuriating. Which is why I feel like Trump was such to me, he was a ray of sunshine. Just come through. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. You know, this makes sense. This is tried and true. This is what it should be. People forget that the reason that we worked from the get-go and made it this long is because of our religious background. All the rules and all the laws and stuff were based on biblical principles. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're correct. And well, the whole Christian tradition, I would put it that way. It's biblical, right. And it's also, they bring in a lot of the Greek and Roman as well. Right. And it all goes together.
But I mean, we lose those, we lose the language, and then, you know, people are just, I don't understand. I guess they just want to be empowered. They want to rule. They want to castigate people. They want to look down their nose. They want to be all powerful and important. And I mean, it's not nice, but if you tied a brick around half them people's feet and dropped them off, you know, in the Alabama River, I don't think very many people are going to miss them.
Well, that's a hypothetical, that's just, right? That's just a hyperbole statement. Yeah.
Totally hyperbole. Total hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you know, you work who you work next to, whether you agree about everything or don't, we get by in our daily lives without walking around shooting everybody just because of how they look or what they said, by and large, you know. Well, they act like without politicians, we don't know how to act and treat each other. And that's just, right. It's insane. The principle
is insane. And if things keep getting worse, my suggestion, especially for a bilingual maverick like yourself, Eric, you act like maybe you're in Mexico. You don't want to get in trouble with the police. You're not going to break any rules and regs, but you don't necessarily have the same fealty. You know, that you may have had, you know, growing up and loving this country, and just quietly get your own house in order and see what happens.
That's what we do every day, buddy. Get up, go to work, mind our own business.
Amen.
Try to make it to the next day.
Well, I appreciate the call, Eric.
Thank you, Joe.
More news and views from 9 till noon. Final hour coming up here on a Wednesday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We'll find out more later today about the first phase of the multi-trillion dollar Biden infrastructure plan and apparently the tax hikes that will come along with that plan. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent a letter to Vice President Harris, tapped by President Biden to handle the border crisis. Abbott demanding answers and action from the administration to address what he says is a full-blown humanitarian crisis. He's also urging Harris to visit the border for herself. The Pfizer COVID vaccine proving safe and effective for youngsters as young as 12 years old. That according to the drug maker reporting on results of a vaccine study of children between the ages of 12 and 15. On Wall Street, the Dow is now down 35 points, while the NASDAQ is up 210 points, and the S&P 21 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Ryan Vreck, Animalist Number 65233. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a significant cold front sweeping through the state today with some strong thunderstorms out ahead of it. Today, high temperature up to about 80. Thunderstorms becoming likely by this afternoon and into tonight. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with the main risk damaging wind gusts. The rain moves out later tonight, and it turns colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow will be a brisk day. Windy, sharply cooler, high temperature up to about 58. The sun is back out. We'll be in the low to mid-30s on Friday morning with frost likely and maybe even some patchy frost on Saturday morning, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together, we do more.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Local construction companies hope to capitalize on much-needed job opportunities with Montgomery's Whitewater Project. Project leaders are holding an information workshop for construction companies Thursday at 6 p.m. Montgomery City Councilman Aronde Mitchell says he's starting a youth basketball league. The Montgomery Basketball League will have 8 teams for ages 14 to 18. Mitchell says the league will also include mentoring opportunities. Registration begins April 1st. And Winn-Dixie has announced that it will begin offering the COVID-19 vaccine in more of its Alabama stores. It will start offering an additional 2,200 Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccines in 34 Alabama Winn-Dixie stores while supplies last. The vaccines are available by appointment only. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Folks, we'll get back to News and Views in just a moment, but first let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you, sir?
Man, it's a great Wednesday at Brubaker Kia. $199 a month on select 2021 Kia Fortes, and these are equipped, not stripped. These are well-equipped Fortes, $199 a month, or if you'd rather have a sedan, $199 a month on 2020 Kia Rios, or you can buy it outright for $16,900. And that's a brand new car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Best warranty in the business. Or if you want the cutting-edge, brand-new, redesigned 2021 K5, how about lease it for $199 a month? So that's $199 a month leases on 2021 Kia Fortes, 2020 Rios, and even the 2021 K5. Beautiful cars, cutting-edge. If you haven't seen it, you need to come. Or you can check out all the details at Brubaker.com.
I appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, thanks, Joey. Have a great Wednesday.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's
time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark, my co-host Jack Hamill, had breakfast with him this morning. Said hi to the entire audience, and thank you for all the letters, all the calls and prayers. It's he appreciates it. He's in good spirits these days. Was going to speech therapy after our little breakfast. 272-9228. Oh, somebody we hadn't talked to in a few days, maybe because the phones weren't working. Papa B, welcome.
Oh, hey, Joey, where's your sidekick, Eddie, today?
He had some business to attend to earlier today, so had to head out.
Okay. Jack, I know you're listening. How you doing? So, yesterday y'all were waxing on about possible nuclear codes being leaked onto the Internet or some Twitter account from some high-ranking official.
Well, it was strategic. It's STRATCOM. Strategic Command has a Twitter account. Why?
Well, you know, you need to stop complaining about that, Joey. I got much more important business to do in the military, don't you know, is diversity training comes first. You know, having, you know, to reprogram all these, you know, potential white nationalists, the elusive white nationalists, they've got to be reprogrammed and retrained. And just the list of, you know, social justice concerns just continues to grow. Right. LGBTQIQHIJKLMNOP, you got to get all that in. You know, why are you bothering them about nuclear codes, Joey?
Well, it's because they keep, I know that they want that Twitter account so they can engage in, you know, some dank memery and some sick burns. But I hope they are retrofitting nuclear arsenals quickly.
Well,
it just baffles me. It's fine. Like, why do I, it, I don't know. I see Twitter and a lot of social media. Don't take it seriously. Take it largely as a joke and a way to sort of poke fun at folks. And maybe you got some friends you can have fun with it.
Totally secondary concerns, though. You know, the military has to have all these programs put forward first. So, you know, but I'm wondering, Joey, what you think about these mask mandates and the using of masks. Probably, I think, are just going to continue even after the mask mandate is over with. I see it just sticking around at least for a little while here.
Yeah, some folks, I think, by their own volition, will decide to keep wearing one. And some businesses, I expect, especially the national corporations and chains, will probably still have some requirements. But, you know, as soon as, especially folks who get vaccinated, they're not going to put up with it for long. We'll see how long this holds. But the fear is real and set into people, and they develop the habit. So we'll see. I do the bare minimum of compliance. You know, if I go into a store, I'll pull up my neck gaiter or something. But, you know.
Yes, goodness gracious.
And when I'm wearing a sports jacket, it looks like an ascot.
There you go. Well, you know, I... doesn't look like an ascot. You know, I really haven't tended much to the mask mandate ever since it came out. I really don't see how it helps to begin with, but, you know, where I had to, I would wear a mask, but only because I was absolutely forced to do so. But, you know, if you walk into a store now, you know, down in Montgomery is different, I guess. You have to have a mask still. But anywhere else, you might walk into the store, and boy, the dirty looks you get, you're not wearing a mask. I had one couple One guy stopped me in the parking lot of the post office up in Wetumpka.
Mm-hmm.
Older guy. He said, "Where's your mask?" I said, "Man, mind your own freaking business. Here, are you an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan?" I said, "Well, I'm an Auburn fan. Here's an Auburn mask. Here you go." I said, Dave Crickets, have you lost your gravy-sucking brain? Leave people alone. You know? But, you know, it's just gotten, well, this has gone beyond insanity, and now, you know, it's a psychological disorder in my thinking anyway.
Well, and don't get too, if somebody does that again, don't get too worked up, and I don't think you did, but just, you know, have fun with it. Be like, "Where's your mask?" Ask your mom. Just be childish about it, you know. Go about your day.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not going to get all flustered about it, but at the same time, I'm just like, folks, you know, don't you have anything better to do with your life? If you want to wear a mask, fine, go ahead and do it. But leave Papa B alone. He ain't bothers anybody. You know, I'm like George Carlin, that clip that Greg plays every day. He swam in sewage.
Oh yeah, that classic.
And that's the reason he had I was raised. My dad was a veterinarian. We had 400 head of cows. I was raised on the farm. You know that. The cows, actually, there was what some people might call a pond. It was actually, you know, just a hole in the ground in the pasture. Water couldn't get out of it. The only way to get out of it is evaporate. And the water was really milk white because that's where the cows went and peed and pooped. Okay? But as kids, little kids, we went and swam in that below that crap. My immune system is pretty well developed.
Right.
I would say. So, you know, I'm not really particularly worried about stuff like that. But anyway, well, hope everything's going all right with Eddie. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, and I appreciate you checking in on that
again,
big donut eating, as well as Jack. And I appreciate it, Papa B.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, man. Joey, this is James.
Hey, James.
I'm in so much pain, I even forgot who I was calling, brother. You doing okay today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why are you in pain?
Well, it's really a long story. Too much of one thing and not enough of another.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is. You got to find that balance in life. It's a classic virtue.
It's not from being inebriated. Played some tennis a month ago, and then I did something that was really dumb, and I've been paying for it ever since.
On a tennis court?
Yeah, what happened is I played four sets of tennis, and I wasn't really geared up for it, and I'm bad about not staying hydrated. So the next day, with muscles that were fatigued, I did some Supermans on the floor.
Oh, no. I mean, that's impressive, but that wasn't a good decision.
Exactly. And that's why I am where I am. So I went after some aid and assistance this morning. Of course, it cost me some money. But the reason I called Joey, I called Eric on the way out of Prattville on here to my little hometown, and I would have to say I agree with most of what he stated succinctly. He stated a whole lot more succinctly than I can, and he was on point. And Papa B, I would have to say, if he swam in that little depression filled with water and
Montgomery's new at work station is 96.1 KISS FM.
The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 70, effective until 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Alabama: Autauga, Bullock, Butler, Chilton, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Clowns, Macon, Montgomery, Pike, Talent, Lisa and Will Cox. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, severe thunderstorm watch number 70 has been issued from 11:20 a.m. Central Daylight Time until 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama: Autauga, Bullock, Butler, Gilton, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, Pike, Talon, Coosa, and Wilcox.
Somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's
all right, there's a succinct answer. You and Eric are buddies, right?
Something like that. We kind of have a parasocial relationship. He mostly listens, occasionally calls.
Okay. All right, Joey. I actually had more, but I'm being consumed right now, so some of it got away from me. You have a nice day, brother.
Yeah, don't push yourself too hard. I don't want to hear that you got Rambo or something.
All right.
Yeah, if the urine turns brown, get help immediately. 272-9228. Oh, some big breaking news out of the state legislature. Alabama tackling the big important things. But we'll have to save that because we have another call. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, I don't know about it. I was calling to know the weather thing. Something weird happened on the app. It jumped to 96.1 and the weather was on, but it was still on your on your station.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If we back, we back. If we ain't, I just call and chit-chat with you, too.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I heard what you said about Jack, but, man, I wanted to tell him hello anyway. I really hadn't, you know what I mean? Just, Jack, I love you, man. I cannot wait to, can't wait till you rattling these eardrums again, bro. But Eric was talking about, talking about the culture war. I was going to, Sandra's, what's her name? I was trying to look her up, but She wrote a book, and it's called A Culture War, and it explains how to, you know, use media and back. They weren't talking about social media. She wrote it a while back, but how to use the media to, you know, just to turn your brain just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This group and over here and this group over here, just a little bit this way, and the other group just a little bit back the other way, and till you get where we at now. I mean, I don't know if that's kind of what you're talking about, but her last name's Sandra, and it's a young girl. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it on the screen. I was trying to look it up, but that's why I called you. But anyway, man, I guess if you back home, I'm glad. I mean,
you were worried we were kicked off by weather updates.
Yeah. The weather got you, then something happened out. But I want to tell you, yesterday, them rants, man, I'm glad you got your time. You know what I mean? And sometimes, that's what I said yesterday, and we need to be taking the class every now and then. You know what I mean? Sometimes just a good school, you know, not, you know, straight from the books, you know, and kind of get somebody, might get a little interest peaked in a different direction, you know, and maybe we can all twist our mind back just the other way, just a little bit, man, until we all meet back in the middle.
Well, it certainly beats electroshock therapy, right?
Hey, all day, and DMT on top.
I appreciate it, Randall.
I'll see you, bro.
Later. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, be sharing some of this big breaking news, important things going on in the Alabama legislature after this break.
Yeah.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Liggers Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Easter is almost upon us. It's time to place your order for Easter ice cookies, pedophores, and dessert cakes to share with family. Visit Liggers on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Liggers good.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. Apparently earlier, technical difficulties with the weather alert system. Good thing to know we're back. Again, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. That's Physical Prattville, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, Physical Prattville. And there they specialize in helping folks get their balance and walking ability back. So many folks, well, they just sort of live with, well, I can't get around, so I'm going to plan around my ability to get around. You don't have to live that way. And it could be something that's developed over years, and maybe you're favoring one side, or you know, hey, if I'm going out walking in the park, maybe with the grandkids, I'm going to have to stay in one spot. And you really don't have to live life this way. Dawn Sexton, she's the physical therapist and owner there at Physical Prattville. Not only is she just a great professional, doing great work for folks. She showed me charts. You know, she obscured the names, but folks have gone leaps and bounds. They give you a score after they test your balance, and they have different physical therapy methods, some traditional, some state-of-the-art technology like virtual reality testing and physical therapy that, well, gets people's balance scores and walking scores up to where, well, they have their confidence back going wherever they need to go. It could be an injury that sets you back. It could be something like a stroke, but whether it's a vision problem, maybe an inner ear problem, maybe there's instability in your ankle or your knee. There at Physical Prattville, Dawn Sexton, her assistant, physical therapist Nancy Alexander, they can help you get back walking with confidence. So check them out today. In fact, call them at 595-9990 and ask them about a free balance test. Yes, it is completely free. Just stop by. They give you the test, tell you where you're at in terms of your balance and strength. And, well, there are a lot of folks that have already taken them up on this, and it's life-changing. It's the little things lead to big things, and there at Physical Prattville, they can help you out. Again, that number, 595-9990. Be sure to tell them Joey from News & Views sent you and ask about that free balance test so you can get on the path to walking and standing up straight like he always used to. Appreciate Physical Balance and Therapy Center Prattville for being a great sponsor here of News & Views from 9 till noon. Well, speaking of balance, this is the big thing in the Alabama legislature, apparently. And sometimes I'm baffled by the pushback. You know, I'm willing to hear people out, and you get to know folks. But Jeremy Gray. Jeremy is a former, actually played cornerback, football from North Carolina State, I believe. Yeah, North Carolina State. He is new to the legislature. He's a Democrat, young man. And like a lot of athletes these days, I myself have done this. He's engaged in yoga practices. Now, this is mostly focused on the actual physical exercise. I prefer my DDP yoga. It's, you know, Diamonds Dallas Page, the old wrestler. But there are many out there where it is completely removed from, let's say, the Hindu origins. But in 1993, Alabama banned yoga in Alabama's public schools. And it looks like, well, after it was voted out of the House this year by a sizable margin, that it has reached deadlock in a Senate committee. The Senate Judiciary Committee today deadlocked on legislation from Jeremy Gray that would lift this 1993 prohibition. This is after testimony from some Christian conservatives, including representatives of Roy Moore's Foundation for Moral Law, who claimed it would lead to proselytizing in public schools by followers of Hinduism. Our very own, we know her. She's been on these airwaves. Becky Garrison, quote, "Yoga is a very big part of practicing Hindu religion. If this bill passes, then instructors will be able to come into classrooms as young as kindergarten and bring these children through guided imagery, which is a spiritual exercise, and it's outside their parents' view, and we just believe that this is not appropriate." Jeremy Gray, the sponsor of this bill, dismissed that in a phone interview Wednesday, saying, "I've been doing yoga probably for 10 years now. I've taught classes for 5, and I can tell you I still go to Baptist church every Sunday." The bill, HB 246, would give Alabama public schools the option of offering yoga as an elective. The legislation would limit any yoga practice to exercises, requiring activities to have English names, and the bill would continue to ban chanting, mantras, mudras, use of mandalas, and namaste greetings. See, I've been doing yoga now for years. I don't know what any of that crap is, because I found a program that doesn't have any of that. It's like, you can do it, brother. And it really has. Before I started getting into the weight room, I started doing yoga first, because I knew I'd been sitting on my butt for a decade plus without any exercise. So I decided, hey, let's get my body in shape just using body weight, stretching and balance, get my body right that way before I start lifting heavy weights. And I'm so happy I did that in the first place. And it just seems absurd to me to continue to ban this by worry that, well, this is somehow some sort of secret Hindu plot. But parents are, well, the guardians of their kids. It just seems like if you can't offer these basic exercises that are popular for a reason, because they work very well. This isn't like the biggest deal on earth. I don't have any children in public school, thank God. I don't have any children, thank God, for now. Maybe a little later in life. A one woman who testified at one meeting before the State Board of Education, this is when the origins of the ban was in 1993, the Alabama State Board of Education banned yoga. One woman at the time testified at that meeting that, well, the meditation tape that her son listened to made him visibly high. Or maybe he was just, you know, relaxed. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, this is Sam. I thought I'd call in and say hey this morning.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm here in Montgomery knocking around. I'm about to listen to you. Well, I do some yard work, cleaning up here some property. But listen, man, it's sad, but it's simple. It's the Baptist. No, they're not worried about the Hindu thing so much. They don't want people dancing. See, yoga leads to dancing. And Baptists don't dance, man. It's just, yeah, it leads to anyway. That's about as good. What I said is about as goofy as the truth of it.
You a big Footloose fan?
Yeah. Footloose, I saw it in the movie theater, man, so that tells you how old.
Great soundtrack, you know.
Great sound, yeah, and it was fun and exciting, and I was, you know, a lot younger then, but I can remember parts of it. Why would you bring that up? Hello? Joey?
Yeah, Joey, like I was just following the conversation, but...
I'm sorry. That was odd, though, a minute ago. Poor Papa B, he was giving a good long monologue, and the only thing that came out was, well, that's what I think, or, you know, that was my... It's just, anyway, it was bad. It cut off his whole answer and explanation.
Yeah, I'm loving these weekly thunderstorm updates.
Yes, sir.
You know, Rich Thomas is doing a fantastic job, but we still have, the emergency alert crap.
Yeah. Joy, all I can say is, man, you put out a good product. yeah, man, dancing. That's it. It's all about dancing, man. No dancing. And yoga. Anything to help someone burn off some of these biscuits, you think would be approved. And with the Army, if I've ran 1 mile, I've run 1,000 miles. It's all about stretching. You know, anybody can bulk up, and I've done that. Made that mistake. You know, work with some weights and not stretch. And I end up looking like a pretzel. And you know what I'm talking about, man. Yoga just seems like, if you don't want to know about the Hindu and Hindu philosophy, you don't have to study it. I have whined and complained. I hope you have a good afternoon. How
Thank
about
you,
that, bro?
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. Apparently, this bill will be by Tom Watley, the Senator from Auburn, Republican, immediately moved to reconsider the vote and carry the bill over, which means it can be voted on again. Watley said two senators who supported the bill were absent and that he wanted to give them a chance to vote on it. And Jeremy Gray couldn't attend the Senate hearing because he was in a House committee meeting occurring at the same time, but Gray said he would attend the next Senate Judiciary Committee meeting on the topic to address any lingering concerns. And it's just... to me, it's not the end of the world. Obviously, it's not the biggest deal in the world, but it's also baffling. It's a nice reminder to me how much government is involved when you talk about schooling. And when the government gets involved, how, thank God for now, that all of society isn't regulated like a public school is. Thank God. And I'll tell any true believing conservatives out there that if you're complaining about the public schools and yet continue to send your children there and not trying to exhaust other means, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? 272-9228. 272-9228. I guess I've been engaged in Hindu practices for a while. Yeah, just sign the kids up on DDPY. You can do it, brother. You say you can, you say you can't, you're right. You know, Henry Ford said that. Well, thank you, Diamond Dallas Page. Let's do another stretch here. More news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a significant cold front sweeping through the state today with some strong thunderstorms out ahead of it. Today, high temperature up to about 80. Thunderstorms becoming likely by this afternoon and into tonight. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with the main risk damaging wind gusts. The rain moves out later tonight, and it turns colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow will be a brisk day. Windy, sharply cooler, high temperature up to about 58. The sun is back out. We'll be in the low to mid-30s on Friday morning with frost likely and maybe even some patchy frost on Saturday morning, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Rounding out the show here on a Wednesday morning. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. 272-9228. That's the number Robert called. Robert, welcome.
Hey, Joey. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm glad to see y'all's telephones are back working. I was listening to what y'all was talking about, and I just want to take it a little different angle. You know, talking about the state legislature, looking at different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just put in a new Senator Tommy.
Yeah.
Tuberville.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I'm an Alabama fan. All right? You know, and you got, here in Alabama, you're either an Alabama fan or Auburn fan.
And, well, I'm definitely an Auburn fan, and I graduated, you know.
Oh, but that's what I was going to say. Even though I'm an Alabama fan, I would have loved to send any of my children through Auburn. I respect the school. You know what I mean?
Well, I would say it depends on which college they go to within the university. It's like, you're going to be a pharmacist? You going for aerospace engineering? How about industrial design or architecture? Oh, wait, you're going to get a degree in political theory.
Right. That's a fake science degree. All that stuff comes up into your degrees, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we went for pharmacy, so we went to a totally different school. But anyway, my point is we're talking about the Alabama legislature. Can Tommy come get on the show with you? Maybe talk to members of our state legislature.
I don't think that'll be necessary in that regard. We do have plans to bring him on the show, especially to talk about, he recently made a trip to the border, also toward the northern.
There you go.
He also toured the northern part of the state after the storms and the devastation there, and he's been very active up there in the Senate. He's put together a great team.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear what he's doing, and I mean, I like Tommy. I mean, and not just on the school issue, but to talk with our state legislators, hey, this is what it's like up here. You know, Tommy is from outside, kind of like Trump was from outside. Just get on there, you know, talk to us, because I think, and not just the school issue you was talking about, which I went to a larger school after being in a very tiny school, and the PE classes, you did have things you could select, and I selected weightlifting, even though I wasn't on the football team. And anyway, it helped out a lot, and I liked it. And we're the same thing with yoga or any other thing. But not narrowing it down to that one subject. I'm just saying, hey, talk to our legislatures here, because I think, you know, like tracking behind Ron DeSantis and Texas, and, you know, I'm sick of this math thing. It's just a big, you know, and this is just my opinion. It's just way overblown. Statistically, it's just way overblown. It's and then as individuals, of course, if you're a doctor in a hospital, you're seeing the worst. Well, the same thing if you're if you work in a particular plant, you know,
sure,
you see the worst. Or, you know, I'm just saying, but collectively as individuals, I think, you know, we're talking about ideologies between Democrat and Republican. I'd like to hear from some Democrats that is what some of the stuff going on make any sense? I mean, really? You see what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
You know, in other words, a virus, it don't care about a mask. It don't care what color you are. So quit telling me statistically this group of people suffering more than another group. A virus didn't come out looking at something like that. You know, anyway, I guess I'm kind of going off.
Well, the biggest factor is age and comorbidities, including, you know, things like diabetes, obesity in general. They're high risk factors. But I got to run, Robert. I got other calls. Appreciate you, man.
See ya.
272-9228. I wonder if Robert's ever found himself in a mean down dog position. News and Views, you're on the show. Who's this? Hello? Hello, anybody there?
Yes. I'm not surprised about the yoga bill.
Hey, Red Top. You're not?
No, because, you know, like marijuana, a gateway drug, it's most likely a gateway dance. you know,
you're breaking. You got somebody else, I think, cutting in and calling you, Red Top. Here, do this. I'm going to cut you off, hang up, and I'm going to hit this break. Call back real quick. I appreciate it, man. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We want to buy your car. Yes, you heard me. Pig Buys wants to buy your car, truck, SUV, whatever it is. We want to buy it. Thinking of selling your vehicle but don't have the time? Need money in your pocket and need it fast? Get a purchase offer in under 30 minutes at PigBuys.com and money in your hand today. It's the new cool way to sell your vehicle. When Pig Buys buys your car, truck, or SUV, we pay the bacon. PigBuys.com. We want to buy your ride.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, closing out the show here on a Wednesday morning. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, you there?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What I was saying is they must think that yoga is a gateway dance to something dirtier.
I suppose.
Just like they think marijuana is a gateway drug to other drugs. It's wonderful how these... People can predict the future, can't they?
Well, and I'd imagine being a bit more pliable, you know, helps with things. You there, Rosa?
What did you just say?
I said, I suppose being a bit more pliable, a bit more flexible can help with certain things. That might
yeah,
be
well, you know what? This is just ridiculous. It's probably it's the same principle, man, you know. And tell me why the law enforcement committee is reviewing the medical marijuana. That tells us everything we need to know.
Yeah, I believe it's judicial, and it would be changing of the law as it applies to public schools.
Yeah, okay.
And also, apparently, the medical marijuana bill is before the judicial committee today, and I'm not sure if any vote has been held on that, but we'll see what comes.
Well, you know what? It don't need to be in front of the judicial. This is a medical case. So that these damn lawyers, they're all talking about, this is obvious what's going on with the marijuana. They make a lot of money off marijuana convictions, imprisonment. It's a way to control the public. And, you know, what pisses me off is Dan Moore can say, I'm going to go home and drink me a couple adult beverages
right.
every day.
Not just
I can't go home and say I can smoke me a nice joint and chill out
right.
and not bother nobody and not be intoxicated and have no health effects from it and health benefits. So yoga goes the same way, Joey.
Yeah.
So it's time for them to get the hell out of our lives. Thank you, Roll Tide, Go Trump.
Well, I appreciate that libertarian instinct and spirit. Chipotle to give away $100,000 worth of Bitcoin. Woohoo! I like seeing this. I like seeing this a lot. More major retailers, payment processors. Talk about that libertarian spirit getting behind the Bitcoin train. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, and we'll see what the House does. The Senate seems to be a more, well, deliberative body, but, you know, less folks. They can, you know, really massage legislation and get through what they think is, you know, a common sense approach. But the House tends to be where bills die. I'm surprised to see it was a Senate committee where this yoga bill didn't pass. And again, not the end of the world. If you want to teach your child yoga, I suppose you can do that at home. But it's just, I'm sometimes baffled by the things folks come up with and reasons why they don't like particular pieces of legislation or particular practices. But Bitcoin continues to grow, and I love this, folks. I mean, a big part of Bitcoin's growth will be, will an everyday retailer or major business accept it as a form of payment? When Bitcoin starts to reach, what do they call it, a monetary equilibrium, it's nowhere near where the way the dollar functions, obviously. You're going to see this price grow. I'm not an investment advisor by any means. Consider me a talk radio clown, but I've been looking at this for quite some time. And to see Bitcoin continue to grow, despite the negative predictions of so many analysts, really gives me hope for the future of money. And it's really in countries outside of our own, or unbanked countries, as they call it. You know, here in the United States, there are plenty of payment processors and ways to get a bank and, you know, pay for things. In Europe is the same way. But when you look at South America with some messed up financial systems in certain countries there, or you look in particular at Africa as it continues to develop, there are all sorts of businesses starting up who aren't going to a traditional banking system. They're jumping into the Bitcoin network. And as they get more Wi-Fi and more infrastructure built in Africa, you're seeing major use of these alternative technologies. So I am happy to see this continue to gain pace. It is, you know, the future doesn't just hit you all at once. Sometimes you'll have these big events, but I tend to think that Bitcoin is the little engine that could, and it's becoming a bigger engine by the day. And you can also look at alternatives like Ethereum and others, but we shall see. And we'll see what the legislature cooks up tomorrow. And of course, Legislative Roundtable coming up for the Dan Morris Show on Friday. And then tomorrow morning in the 11 o'clock hour, I will have in studio Congressman Mo Brooks, who has, of course, announced his candidacy to be the next senator, U.S. senator from the great state of Alabama. And it should be a free-ranging conversation. Some topics in the news, the latest hot topics in the news. But I really want to pick the congressman's brain when it comes to the larger trends we're seeing with our country. I think as a senator, you need to be able to see the long view. Mo has been up there in Congress for quite some time, so he's actually been up close and seeing the developments. And, you know, the long-run issues with China, the long-run issues with our fiscal and monetary policy, our obligations abroad in terms of the military, and are we getting involved in too many places and forgetting to take care of the United States, these United States, first? And as well as instilling and protecting the Bill of Rights. That is, to me, the number one issue, is that so much is at stake in this country. And the only way I think we hold together and don't break up as a country is to come back on a foundation of individual liberty. It's not the hottest topic in terms of the 24/7 news cycle these days, but I think it's the most important. It is the cornerstone of this republic, if we can keep it. We have to cherish that liberty as our cornerstone. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back bright and early at 9 a.m. Eddie should be joining me. Again, Jack Campbell says, how you learn? Met me for breakfast. Going to speech therapy today. He is progressing, and it's just great to see. And I look forward to the day Jack calls back into these airwaves or can sit right across the desk from me. I truly look forward to that day. Thank you all for listening. Dan Morris with the Dan Morris Show, coming up.